This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. North Korea, for the first time, showed images of the centrifuges that produce fuel for its nuclear bombs on Friday as leader Kim Jong-un visited a uranium enrichment facility and called for more weapons-grade material to boost its arsenal. Reuters' Leila Sharukhshahi reports.
It's a rare look at a critical piece of the country's nuclear program, which is banned under multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions. The state media report did not make clear when the visit occurred, nor the facility's location. The report said Kim urged workers to produce more materials for tactical nuclear weapons, and saying the nuclear arsenal was important for self-defense against threats from the U.S. and its allies. It also quoted Kim saying that anti-DPRK nuclear threats from the U.S. imperialist-led vassal forces have crossed a red line. Hours later, South Korea's unification ministry condemned the North's reveal.
Reuters' Leila Sharukhshahi. The death toll in the aftermath of a typhoon in Vietnam has climbed to 233 as rescue workers recover more bodies from areas hit by landslides and flash floods. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Floodwaters from the swollen Red River in the capital were beginning to recede, but many neighborhoods remain inundated. Farther north, experts are predicting it could still be days before any relief is in sight. Typhoon Yagi made landfall Saturday, starting a week of heavy rains that have triggered flash floods and landslides, particularly in Vietnam's mountainous north. More than 100 people are still listed as missing as of Friday. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
At least 14 people were killed and 6 injured in an attack by unknown armed individuals in Afghanistan on Thursday night, a spokesperson for the Taliban said on Friday. This is VOA News. 33,000 aircraft assembly workers have walked off the job at Boeing factories near Seattle. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Boeing machinists rejected a tentative contract agreement and on Thursday voted to strike. John Holden heads the union local of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers.
This is about respect. This is about addressing the past. And this is about fighting for our future.
Audio is courtesy of KOMO in Seattle. Boeing responded to the strike announcement saying it's ready to get back to the table to reach a new agreement. As long as the strike lasts, it will deprive Boeing of much-needed cash that it gets from delivering new planes to airlines. I'm Donna Water.
Republican nominee Donald Trump said on Thursday he would not participate in another presidential debate against Kamala Harris ahead of the November 5th election, after several polls showed his Democratic rival won their debate earlier this week. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
Trump made that remark on his Truth Social site and again at a campaign stop in Arizona.
So because we've done two debates and because they were successful, there will be no third debate. As everyone saw two nights ago, we had a monumental victory over comrade Kamala Harris in the presidential debate.
6 Republican donors and 3 Trump advisors who spoke to Reuters disagreed. They said they believed Harris had won because the former president struggled to stay on message. Senator Lindsey Graham, a prominent Trump ally, publicly told reporters it was a missed opportunity.
Ryan Brooks for Reuters. Haitians living in Springfield, Ohio, on Thursday said they and others in their community fear for their safety after Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance spread on social media a false and derogatory claim about immigrants abducting and eating people's pets. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
Springfield has seen some 15,000 immigrants from Haiti arrive in recent years. It has reshaped the city after a half century of decline, offering some promise of economic revival along with growing pains. Wages have surged with rising number of job openings, though the city's schools and health clinics are under strain and rents have risen. What has not risen is crime, according to interviews with a dozen local, county and city officials, as well as police data. The derogatory claims are weighing on Haitians in Springfield.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. A wildfire kept on burning in the mountains of southwestern France on Friday, though authorities say it's now under control. The fire broke out mid-afternoon on Thursday, prompting the evacuation of around 80 villagers. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.